Christians revere the town of Bethlehem as the birthplace of Jesus. Its modern-day mayor calls it the world's largest prison. This Christmas season, it's expected about 80,000 pilgrims will visit the historic West Bank town. But locals say the presence of a towering concrete wall and metal gate controlled by the Israeli army is damaging both the tourist trade and Bethlehem's image. The wall is part of Israel's controversial security barrier, the series of fences and ditches that snake in and out of Palestinian territory as protection against attacks by militants. As Margaret Evans reports, it has local merchants lamenting what has become of their town.
The sound of church bells reaching up to a sliver of a moon over Bethlehem, calling worshippers to an evening mass at the Church of the Nativity. The Christmas season should be one of the busiest times of the year for the Bethlehem tourist trade, catering to pilgrims visiting the birthplace of Jesus. Not so, say the vendors at this year's annual Christmas market in Manger Square. Shireen Matar is a Christian Palestinian who helps in her mother's embroidery stall.
Not too many foreigners.
Not too many.
Why do you think that is?
Maybe because of our situation and the new checkpoint. You know, because they're making a hard time, they're giving a hard time for the tourists coming in and going out. So like if I was a tourist and I would face a lot of hard time going in and going out of Bethlehem, I would not go in.
Hello.
Shalom, hello.
You're a tourist?
Yes.
And you?
Yes, me too. Hi, thank you.
The new Israeli checkpoint controlling entry to and from Bethlehem. Israel's security barrier, made up of great hulking slabs of concrete, now cuts between the West Bank city and Jerusalem. Tourists driving through undergo three separate checks. But Israeli officials say the barrier saves lives. Lieutenant Colonel Aviv Fiegel is head of the Israeli Army's Bethlehem Liaison Office.
It seems like Bethlehem is a quiet place, but don't be mistaken with it. You have a lot of terror organizations and attacks planned inside the Bethlehem towards Israel.
In 2004, two suicide bombers who carried out attacks against Israelis came from Bethlehem. Israel has opened a special tourism branch that it says will ease crossings, and Colonel Fiegel says the number of tourists is actually on the rise. But the Palestinians who live here say the tourism industry has been wrested from their control, and they say the wall will discourage tourists from staying overnight.
It's something, you know, scratch your heart, you know. Feed yourself, you're entering jail. You have a wall around your house, around your city.
Nasser Alawi grew up in Bethlehem. He owns a small shop selling religious icons.
All the time the soldiers will tell the people, you are going to Bethlehem, be careful Bethlehem, there is no Israeli police there, there is Palestinian authority. Are you sure you want to enter the Bethlehem?
As for the tourists and what they think of the barrier?
I mean, I took pictures of it, but of course it's a very sad thing, you know. You've got the same people but separated by this barrier, and it's just sad.
Did it make you think twice about coming here? Or?
No, it didn't.
No?
It didn't. It's a beautiful place, beautiful people, and everyone here has so far welcomed us in, and it's just awesome.
One more sad fact to add to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The barrier itself has become something of a tourist attraction. Margaret Evans, CBC News, Bethlehem.